Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
And off and running on a Monday morning. Welcome in. I am not Chris. I am Gordon Damer here on The Fan, filling in for C-Mac tonight, taking you up until 5 a.m. 888-808-1019. The number to get on board and lots to discuss with you. We'll get into the Dodgers or World Series champs again. Did anybody else spend part of the day today just watching videos of Blue Jay fans suffering? Oh, does that make me a bad person? That... their tears are nourishment for my soul. Oh, I could watch those videos all day. And did. Watch them on repeat. Oh, what a gut punch of a loss. I didn't even care who won. I just wanted to watch the reaction. There should be an alternate feed of games where they just show the fans. Especially after a gut punch. Game seven of the World Series. Yet two outs away. Oh, just absolutely horrible. So we'll get into that at some point. We'll touch on the Knicks at 888-808-1019 as well. But it's a Monday. It's a Monday, so that means, of course, we have to react to the weekend. And let's be honest. Yesterday, to me, and maybe to you, is the most depressing day of the year. The day after you turn the clocks back, you realize what you're in for. It is dismal. It is dreary. You know you are looking at 6 months of sunset basically at 4:30 in the afternoon. The weather's getting colder, winter's around the corner, and you are staring down the road of 6 months of bad road. Terrible weather, dark at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Ugh, just gross. But the nice thing about the winter is there are things to look forward to. And when it's bad, you have to kind of pinpoint those moments, right? Maybe it's Thanksgiving with family. Maybe it's the holidays. Maybe it's Christmas. And the winter months is generally when we have the best football to look forward to. Generally, you would think. But it's fitting that today is the most depressing day of the year because it's also the day, yesterday, where the Giants put up the most depressing performance of their year, at least so far. Dismantled by the 49ers at MetLife West because it was filled with 49ers fans. You would have thought it was a home game for the Niners. 34-24. And a score is supposed to be indicative of what happened in the game, right? It's a fact. And it's supposed to tell you what... It doesn't in this case. Because 34-24, it was really not that close. There was really no point in the second half where you felt like the Giants had a run in them and they were going to make this a game. And so now it's a third straight loss. But it's different, right? The Bronco game, there was anger after that loss, and rightfully so. How did you blow that game? And that game really right now feels like a turning point in this season. But after the Bronco game, it was anger. After the Eagle loss, I think it was mostly frustration from the missed opportunities, the blown call on the tush-push, and losing Cam Scataboo for the season with his injury. So that was frustration. Yesterday felt like resignation. Yesterday felt like acceptance. Because the Giants allowed the worst rushing team in the NFL to come into their building with a backup quarterback and run the ball right down their throat. No pushback, no fight, acceptance. And you would think after the last 2 weeks and all the talk focusing on how terrible the defense has been, that there would be some pride, some professional pride. And there was none. And we'll get to the coaching at 888-808-1019. But let's start with the players. The Niners were playing with a backup quarterback with injuries all over the place. For every excuse you could give the Giants, the Niners have more of them. Injuries everywhere and a backup quarterback, and they did whatever they wanted to do. Christian McCaffrey had his longest run of the season on the very first drive of the game. And again, Niners were terrible running the football so far this year. See, the Giants, it's good times. It's party times. But don't worry, because the Giant defense made up for not stopping anybody on the ground by making Mac Jones look like he was Joe Montana. He did not have his first incompletion until the third quarter. Just a pathetic performance. Mainly because it seems like the Giants have now they're just resigned to their fate. They've just accepted this season is going to go the same way as all these other seasons have gone. And we were talking on Friday night that to me, this was like a swing game. The election is on Tuesday. You got swing states. This was like a swing game. You're able to win this game. There's a path to victory to have a season that's somewhat acceptable. You could see maybe, all right, we're able to beat the Niners at home. Maybe we can find a way to beat the Bears on the road. There's some winnable games later on in the season. We can find a path to 6 or 7 victories. Forget win. They were not even competitive. They were dominated by Mac Jones and the 30th ranked run offense in the NFL traveling across the country. And it was never close. And it's just more of the same. More of the same. Another 2-7 start. Third year in a row that they have started the season 2-7. Another season that's over before Thanksgiving. Another plane flying over the head of the patrons at MetLife. And another game where the building was filled with fans of the other team. And you know, this is not the Eagle fans making the trip up. This is not Cowboy fans that are everywhere because they're like cockroaches. This is Niner fans. And it's not like the Niners are having some amazing season and they're hopping on the bandwagon. But the Niner fans took over your building because your fan base has accepted that their team is this bad. And this year is worse than the previous years. And this result was worse than previous losses. Because, you know, when you're 2-7 and you got Tommy DeVito as your quarterback, it's kind of what you expect, right? He's not an NFL starting quarterback. When you're 2-7 and the best part of your team is the rookie quarterback, it's way worse. This was supposed to be the thing that was going to turn things around, turn the tide, stop the ship from sinking. So it's not anger, it's apathy. And I will tell you this, and I want to hear from you at 888-808-1019. I'm sure many hosts are going to talk about this all day today, all day tomorrow. Believe it or not, what happened at MetLife on Sunday for you Giant fans is good news. It's good news because you and I both know John Mara wants to find any excuse to bring back Brian Daboll and to bring back Joe Shane. The last thing that he wants to do as an owner is admit he got it wrong again. The last thing that guy wants to start is to start over again with a new GM and a new coach right after drafting the quarterback in the first round. He doesn't want a replay of the Daniel Jones fiasco. He doesn't want to start over. He wants to have faith in the people that he hired 4 years ago. But when you have performances like you had on Sunday, when you have your building overtaken by fans of the other team because your fan base is selling their tickets just so they don't have to watch it in person anymore, you can't hide from it anymore. You can't go out last year after the season ended and tell everybody who would listen that your patience is up and you're tired of the losing and you go out and draft a franchise quarterback and then you come into this year with everybody on the hot seat, again, be one of the worst teams in football who does apparently nothing well and bring back the same people again. Now, I don't know that this is rock bottom, but you should hope it gets to rock bottom. Whatever rock bottom is for this group, pray that you get there. Pray that you can't escape this season without massive change. Sometimes you got to hit rock bottom before you admit there's a problem. You have to find the absolute worst. Think back to when Joe Judge was here. John Mara did not want to fire Joe Judge. But Joe Judge made it impossible. If you had two eyes, you would have to get rid of Joe Judge. That's how pathetic it was. So the performance against the Niners was ugly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But that's what you need. You need change. It's clear now. You might have been able to create an argument because Jackson Dart has looked so good. You might be able to make an argument because there's pieces on the team that play well. We just need to give it more time. We just need to give it another season. We've had a lot of injuries. The schedule's really tough. We've lost a lot of good players. What do you expect? And if you got to your 6 or your 7 wins, you could look through that prism and convince yourself, if you're John Mara, that this just needs more time to ruminate. After the performance you saw on Sunday, and now 3 straight losses, you see where this season is going. It's another lost year. Listen to the players. I was listening to the post game, and they told, I think it was Paul DeTino who was talking, who was in the locker room, said the place cleared out pretty fast. Tells you all you need to know. So that kind of performance is actually good news, because John Mara can't plead ignorance. He wants to be fooled. He wants to have proof. Ah, you know what? Just got to look it this way. You got to squint your eyes and maybe it's not so bad. It's broken. Everyone sees it. And you don't have to fix it right now. Doesn't have to be done tomorrow. This season is already screwed. But at some point, you got to say to yourself, you know what? I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. And the people that are here, there's no defense. There's no growth. There's no progress. And in some way, it's actually worse now, because we did nail the quarterback. The quarterback can play. And yet we're still as bad as ever. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. Let's get some phone calls involved. We'll start things off with Ryan in Brooklyn. Ryan, you're first up on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking me. I'm a first-time caller.
Thanks for making the call.
I'm, you know, big Giant fan, and I can't be any more excited about Jackson Dart. That's great. But I think we've actually got to give Dable one more year, and I think that we've got to see...
This year?
Finally, he's fine.
You mean a year beyond this year? No, oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I think we have to. You got to, you know, He's working with this guy now, and I think we got to. Obviously, we need a defensive coordinator. We need a new one. We can't have what we've got now. We've got to really work on the pass rush. We've got pass rushes, but we're not getting to the quarterback enough. Carl Banks might have been a little bit right about Dexter Lawrence, because there's no way we should be getting run all over when you've got a guy like Dexter Lawrence in the middle of that line. And I think if we give Dable one more year,
one more year. How many more years? How many more years do you want to? One more year. We're halfway through this year and it's already gone. It's already gone. He got his quarterback. That was supposed to make things better. There's no progress. They're 2-7 again. They were 2-7 last year. They were 2-7 the year before.
They're nothing if not consistent.
They are consistent, Rami. I have to give you that. Consistently one of the worst teams in football. They're the worst. If they were, the draft were tomorrow, they would have the 5th pick. What are we talking about? Another year? Boy, some of you people are way more patient than I am. It's like that scene in Office Space. What would you say you do here? Like, where is the progress? When is it going to get better? When does the winning start? When does the winning start? Because we've not entered that phase as of yet. It's crazy that anyone would think that this is acceptable. It's hard to believe. Anthony's in Brooklyn. Anthony, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, thanks for taking a call. You know, I'm a Bills fan, but I've been talking, calling the last couple of weeks about, you know, keeping Grable no matter what. But, you know, I have to tell you, after this game, I mean, it was 20-7. You know, they're close to scoring. And, you know, he throws they call a fade, which is, you know, very hard to complete, you know, especially with the people that you're dealing with. And, you know, it's 20-7. You know, he doesn't go for it on fourth down. I think he should, you know. You saw the way that they were just running on them like crazy. You know, it was just very disgusting, you know, like just watching it. And, you know, I think they should make a change. You know, seeing Dart and just seeing how, I mean, the kid is unbelievable. You know, he really is. He had a, you know, Slayton like drops the touchdown, then he gets, then he still goes on and gets another touchdown. I just think he has to go, whether it's the end of the year or even before. It's just, I couldn't believe that he took the field goal at that point.
When, oh my God!
You saw the way the game was
right.
going.
Yeah, 20-7, and it's 4th and 3, and they're deciding to kick a field goal to make a 2-possession game. Look, he's not a very good head coach. That's what it comes down to. Like, even when there are games that the Giants can win, in his last 11 games that were one score games, Brian Daboll's team is 1-10. This idea that he's responsible for the development of Josh Allen, again, it's starting to sound more and more like when people used to say, well, Adam Gase had a hand in Peyton Manning. I think Josh Allen's just really, really good. And it just so happened Brian Daboll was there. And look, maybe he did have a hand in it, but he's not the quarterback coach. He's not the offensive coordinator. He's the head coach of the team. And the team is consistently terrible. The team is consistently not good at anything. So it's wonderful that Jackson Dart has turned out to be what we would hope that he could be. But I would think that right now, based on his ability to coach the rest of the team, that Jackson Dart might just be good on his own. And he's winning in spite of the coaching around him. Because I'll be honest with you, in terms of the decision-making, in terms of knowing when to run or when to check it down, it feels like Jackson Dart is winning in spite of the situation around him. And, you know, this idea that, well, give him one more year. The clock is ticking. The time to build up your team is when you have that quarterback on the rookie deal. And I'm not just blaming Brian Daboll. I think it deserves to be a complete clean sweep. I might even order an exorcism after it's all said and done on Black Monday. But you cannot have acceptance. And the players, it seems like, have accepted it. Look at that performance on Sunday. And to me, that's good news. Because I don't want to give John Mara any excuse. I want to make it as clear as possible that this team is not any better. There's not been any progress. It's year 4, and it's the same old song and dance. So that you can't hide behind, I see this progress or I see that progress. We just have to give it more time. I don't want to change coaches again. I don't want to change the GM. Patience is great if you have the right people, and it's just going to take a little bit more time. There's no evidence that that's the case with the New York Giants. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. Coming up, we'll get more of your phone calls on the Giants. We'll hit on the head coach to show you just how bad a head coach he actually is. I have some numbers. We'll hit on Joe Shane, who does not escape the wrath as well. Lots of Giants talk as we take you up until 5 o'clock, filling in for C-Mac right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore.
Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.